With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is using the government shutdown to withhold federal funding from projects in states with Democrat senators.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt announced the withholding of $2 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. It affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. Earlier in the week, Vogt made a similar announcement by halting $18 billion for infrastructure in New York. However, on Friday, President Trump personally reversed some of those funding cuts, restoring $187 million for New York's law enforcement and counterterrorism operations, following outcry from both Democrats and Republicans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska told the Salem Radio Network this week that Democrat leader Chuck Schumer is personally responsible for the shutdown.
Schumer once said that making huge demands on a clean CR is, quote, political idiocy. Well, guess who's committing political idiocy right now? Chuck Schumer with the Schumer shutdown, and he's doing it just to appease the left wing.
Senator Sullivan interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck these days. We get more on that from Bill Alexander.
And the trend is expected to get worse. According to a Goldman Sachs report, by 2033, 55% of workers will be living paycheck to paycheck, with the number going up to 65% by 2043. People are just paying a lot more for everything. Childcare, college, housing, and renting. Those rising costs combined with major life disruptions are hitting younger workers the hardest. Overall, many have stopped their retirement contributions, borrowed from their plans, or delayed retirement. Bill Alexander, Washington.
And the markets just about shrugged off the whole fear of a shutdown. On Friday, more record highs for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is SRN News. A well-known atheist attacking the left now.
Comedian Bill Maher is well-known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the country, this time affecting Shabbat organizations across the U.S. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the Shabbat Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California Santa Barbara Center, and an argument escalated into a stabbing at the UCLA Shabbat Center. This is SRN News. Israel's army is preparing for the first phase of President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza and return hostages. That follows Hamas's acceptance of some parts of the deal. Here's correspondent Hugo Bachega.
Hamas was under a lot of pressure to accept at least some points of President Trump's deal for Gaza. With its yes but response, this is exactly what they've done. They have agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages, both living and dead, and that Gaza will be governed by technocrats. But the group statement doesn't mention its disarmament, which has been a major Israeli demand, or the exile of its members. In Gaza, many are expressing hope that these dramatic developments could finally pave the way for the war to end.
The plan includes Hamas releasing the hostages and disarming. Israel is supposed to halt its offensive and allow humanitarian aid to flow in. Despite momentum, questions do remain about Hamas's sincerity. More details at SRNNews.com.